The Bucks win big in Washington. We'll see where the Lightning stand after the weekend, and I'll let you know how my team fared in my fantasy abortion league. More Tampa Bay sports news and other ignorance now on your Tampa Bay Sports Second Stomp. Welcome back, sports fans, to another edition of your Tampa Bay Sports Second. I am your host, Roy. And if you hear some dogs barking, that's just Michael Vick. I got him rooming with me for a couple of days here. That's topical, right? So let's kick it off here with the Bucks rolling into Washington Sunday. And they were able to pull out a win there, 27-7. It was a great game for them. Offense, defense, Josh McCown, 288 yards, two touchdowns. They didn't do anything on the ground, nothing at all. Mike Evans blew up, 209 yards. Caught both those touchdown passes from Josh McCown there. Vincent Jackson didn't do anything, but the defense, I think that was the big thing there. Defense, two interceptions, one return for a touchdown, two forced fumbles. It was just a great day for the Bucks defense. Next Sunday, they roll into the Windy City. They had to face the Bears, who had a decent weekend playing against Minnesota. They won over there, but I still think the Bucks, if their defense can play the way they played again, Chicago's offense a little bit better than the Skins there, but I think they got a chance. And I'm pulling for them, obviously. So I think they got a chance on Sunday. Let me wrap up the fantasy weekend here. Let you know how my Bucks stack turned out. It was a good day for the Bucks. The Bucks that I had, they played great. Like I said, I had Josh McCown. He put up 20 points. Perfect. That's all I need. Mike Evans, 36 points. Ridiculous. My mistake was starting both Vincent and Mike Evans. Vince only put up 5.8. And luckily, I stayed away from the ground game because, like I said, no one did anything. And I would have gone with Rainey if I had to pick between him and Charles Sims. And Sims put up more yards, but by that I mean he put up like 30 more yards and he got like 36 even. I also had Alfred Morris going up against the Bucks. He put up 14 points. I had Mark Ingram against Cincinnati. He only put up 13. Not terrible. Jordy Nelson, another great week for him, 18.9. Jordan Reed didn't do shit. Billy kind of didn't do shit, and the Saints didn't do shit. So it was a poor week, other than my Bucks picks. And I think from here on out, I'm going to be definitely stacking Josh McCown and Mike Evans. That's definitely the way to go. So I'll keep an eye out next Friday, where I'll have the new week stack for your Bucks when they go into Chicago to play the Bears. And let's stay on football on the college level here. We got news coming out of University of Florida that after the season's done, old Willie Muskrat there is going to be stepping down. He's not going to be around. They're still looking for a coach. There's been some candidates I've been talking about, but no one's been biting at this point. Let's move on to FSU. We got the win against University of Miami on Saturday. Won 30-26. They were actually... The Hurricanes were favored in that game for some reason. 6-3 team against a 9-0. And that win there is going to bump Florida State up to number one in the rankings, which I understand why that happened. I called two weeks ago, that they were going to be at number one, and they dropped down to number three. They've had somewhat of a weak schedule. I don't pay attention to it too much, but they did have a weak schedule. And this coming weekend, they got Boston College, and FSU should be able to handle them pretty good. Now, if I can move over to a less talked about college football here, if we go to the FCS, the Football Championship Subdivision, we got UNH there, the Wildcats sitting at number one, sitting pretty at the top there. I realize this isn't Tampa-centric, but I just wanted to put that out there, let it know that the hometown team, UNH, doing very well this season. Who would have thought? So let's bounce over to the NHL here with the Lightning. They only have one game this weekend, Saturday night. They were able to handle the Islanders real nice, 5-2. And the only game going on right now is Tampa Bay and the Rangers. And that just wrapped up, and the Lightning were able to pull it out again, putting up 5 goals to the Rangers 1. So they're playing, as always, very well. They're sitting in second in the Atlantic Division, behind Montreal with 29 points, with the Lightning at 28. So it's a good division to be in. It's real tough. Boston with 22, Detroit 21, Ottawa, Toronto with 20. It's real close. It's going to start heating up. Someone's going to have to start pulling away here soon, and I'd like to see it be the Lightning. Let me pop on over to the Rays. Let's get some manager news here. They just wrapped up the phase one of their search for a manager, and they interviewed Hall of Fame shortstop Barry Larkin over there, which I'd like to see. I'd take him. I'd take him just for that Adam Sandler sketch. So they're still looking. They're going to figure out how many more managers they're going to bring in for the second rounds of interviews. So we'll keep you posted on that. I think that's going to wrap it up. Currently, Tennessee Titans, Pittsburgh Steelers going at it in Tennessee. 17-13 Tennessee. Wasn't expecting that, but this has been a pretty crazy year for teams that should win games and just aren't able to pull it out in the end. And sometimes just getting the shit kicked out of them by teams they shouldn't. So I think that's going to wrap it up here. This has been your Tampa Bay Sports Second. And as always, hey, hey, Tampa Bay, let's keep it rolling. Bucks coming off a big win. Lightning looking good. Rays looking for a manager. And it's been a good week for Tampa sports, I think. So thank you, everyone. I am Roy, and keep it stomped.